Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, no practice or qualifying for the rest of the year. NASCAR announced on Tuesday afternoon, May 21st, that there will be no practice time or qualifying for the remainder of the season due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Scott Miller, the NASCAR Senior Vice President of Competition, released a statement, and I quote, "Following discussions with our race teams and the broader industry, NASCAR will continue to conduct its race weekends without practice and qualifying for the remainder of the 2020 season. The current format has worked well in addressing several challenges during our return to racing. Most importantly, we have seen competitive racing week to week. NASCAR will adjust the starting lineup draw procedure for the playoff races and will announce the new process at a later date." Number two, NASCAR penalties announced. NASCAR dropped down some penalties on Tuesday afternoon, and well, there was one penalty that was given that had a hefty fine attached to it. Mike Ruck, the outspoken husband of Angela Ruck, which is the 00 truck driver, and the granddaughter to Derek Cope, was fined $10,000 for failing to comply with COVID-19 guidelines. Ruck, who is the hauler driver for the 00 truck, brought sponsors into the infield and did a photo op with them, according to Matt Weaver of Auto Week. NASCAR has clearly stated that the infield is strictly for essential personnel and those that are on the team event roster that the team submit to NASCAR every single week. One other penalty that was announced, Michael McDowell's crew chief, Drew Blickensterfer, was also penalized and fined $10,000 for having one loose lug nut on the number 34 car after the race. Number three, entry lists for Kansas. It is a late midweek race for the NASCAR Cup Series as they, the Xfinity Boys, and the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series will all take to the track at Kansas Speedway. The Truck Series will run on Friday and Saturday. Xfinity will take to the track after the truck race on Saturday, but the Cup Series, well, they're going to start off the weekend on Thursday night. 40 drivers entered for Thursday's race. 40 spots are available for the 10th annual Superstart Batteries 400 presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Among the notable names, number 07 of Reed Sorensen, the number 15 of Brendan Poole, number 27 of J.J. Yaley, for Rick Ware Racing, the number 51 of Joey Gase, and the number 53 of Josh Blicky. Timmy Hill will be in the number 66, Garrett Smithley in the number 77, and BJ McLeod running for his own team in BJ McLeod Motorsports in the number 78 car. Once again, this will start off the weekend for the NASCAR Cup Series, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Following that up will be the Kansas 200 for the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series, 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1. 39 trucks are entered for 40 spots. Among the notable names for the 20th annual Kansas 200, 00 will be driven by Dawson Cram, Chase Purdy in the number 24, Brian Desault will be in the number 28 truck, Brennan Poole in the number 30 truck, Kevin Donahue will be in the number 33 truck, Ross Chastain back with Nice Motorsports once again in the 40 truck. For Kyle Busch Motorsports, it will be Brandon Jones behind the wheel. Timmy Hill will be in the number 56 truck, Ray Ciccarelli will be in the 83 truck, and Robbie Lyons II will be in the number 97 truck. The second race for the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series, less than 24 hours after the first one, this being 1:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1. Only a few differences. Kevin Donahue will be in the number 00. He was in the number 33. Ryan Huff will be in the number 33 truck instead of Kevin Donahue. Timmy Hill was in the 56 truck. Well, he will be replaced by Tyler Hill, his brother, in the number 56 truck. Once again, 39 trucks for 40 positions. All 39 will make the race. Following that race, it will be the Kansas Lottery 250, 5 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. 37 trucks for 40 spots. Among the notable names, 07 will be driven by David Starr. Daniel Hemric will be back in the number 8 car for Junior Motorsports. You can see Ryan Vargas back in the series and another start for him in the JD Motorsports number 15 car. Kaz Grala will be in the number 21 car. Colin Garrett will be in the number 26 car. Dexter Bean in the number 36 car. Myatt Snyder in the 93. And Jay Jr. Avila will be in the number 99 car. Once again, 5 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN on Saturday afternoon into Sunday evening. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Old. You can follow me on Twitter at @TheBrianNolan. You can also follow the website on Twitter @FrontStretch. Give us a rating and review that Dustin Albino and Mike Neff do for their podcast each and every week. They had the winner from Sunday, Austin Dillon, on the podcast. So check that out. Once again, the Front Stretch podcast each and every week. Google, Spotify, Apple, they got it everywhere. Rating, review, definitely appreciate it. From all of us here at Front Stretch, stay healthy, stay safe, wear a mask, and please continue to social distance.